Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie Muller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Muller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Muller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Muller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muller hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hale trying to get to second. Jolly throws the ball into Walters, who relays the ball to Werber, who tags Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 1 in the game. Stumpf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Cook moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Muller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muller is 0 for 1 in the game. Muller hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rhodes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. Stumpf hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Muller scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Muller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Muller. Averill moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Johnny Welch now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Farrell scores. Pitlock moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards second. Muller throws towards first. Alexander fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alexander. Pitlock scores. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Kahn moves to third. Hildebrand moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahn scores. Hildebrand moves to third. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Farrell strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kahn hits a fly ball into center field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-3 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Farrell. Stumpf reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.